Next item, 1381, please.
1381, accept the 2017 Title 11 Trees Trust Funds Report.
Thanks, Captain.
Pass it to me. Pass it to me.
Oh, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you.
I apologize. Sorry.
It's all right, I know.
I was in the clouds there for a
Multitasking.
Moment. Good morning.
It's challenging. thank you, Mayor. As Commissioner Fish will remember, we passed the tree code in 2011. Due to lack of funding, we were not able to implement it until January of 2015. The code, this Title 11, the city's tree code, established two new trust funds to be administered by the city forester to support and promote the city's tree infrastructure and tree-related services to residents. The code requires the status of these two funds to be reported annually to council each year. So today I'm happy to introduce the second annual report. So note that for both this and the Parks Bond report, it could have been put on the consent agenda and invite people to read it, but I felt it was really important to have this on camera so that community members know what money is coming in and what are we doing with it. So Jen Cairo, the city forester, will present.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Good morning, Commissioners and Mayor Wheeler. I'm Jen Cairo, the City Forester and the Division Manager for Urban Forestry, and I'll be reporting to you today on the Urban Forestry Trust Fund funds for the last fiscal year, 17-18. I'll start off with information about the two Title 11 code-required trust funds. I'll give you information about the balances and expenditures into and from both of those accounts, and then I'll talk in more detail about what the expenditures were used for. There are two trust funds under City Code 11, Title 11. One is called the Urban Forestry Fund, and the other is called the Tree Planting and Preservation Fund. Both of these are administered by the city forester, and because they are trust funds, the balances are carried over into future fiscal years, so they're not dependent on our annual cycle. And they have different funding sources and different intended and defined uses according to code. Oh, sorry about that. First, the Urban Forestry Fund is generated from penalty fees from code enforcement actions regarding city or street trees. So this is a relatively limited revenue stream, and examples of where the penalty fee might be incurred is if a violation of city code in regards to trees is reported to Urban Forestry. We follow up on all of those, and we find that indeed there was a violation of the code. For example, someone has removed a street tree without getting the appropriate permits for that. There will be some resulting violation fines levied. Those types of funds go into this trust fund. The funds in the Urban Forestry Fund may be used to replace, establish, and maintain city and street trees, so not private trees, that have been illegally removed or otherwise damaged. Also for planting and establishing and maintenance of city and street trees. It can also be used to fund education, outreach, technical assistance, and finally, other forestry-related activities or programs. So the balance as of the end of fiscal year 17, so that would have been June 30th, 2017, was $66,989. And you can see that at the beginning of fiscal year 17, it was an $11,650 balance. So you can see that not a whole lot of revenue comes into this fund. We also expend our trust funds on a different schedule in terms of billing than we do for regular budget. So the balance you're seeing in June may not be the same balance that we have today, just so you know. Then we also have the Tree Planting and Preservation Fund, and the revenue for this fund is generated from the mitigation fees that are paid under certain development and non-development tree permits. And mitigation fees are a portion of the compensation for the tree that was permitted to be removed. And in some cases, another tree is planted or trees, and in other cases, payments are made. These are those payments. Also, penalty fees regarding private trees, so not city and street trees, those go to the other fund. but those for private trees come into the Tree Planting and Preservation Fund, and also there's the opportunity for voluntary contributions to the fund. And these funds can be used for planting trees on all sorts of property, city and private, also for purchasing conservation easements related to tree protection or acquiring land related to tree protection.
Could I ask a question on that, please?
Sure.
So, I think that's great. I'm really intrigued by the ability to accept voluntary contributions. How is the fund actually structured? Is it a separate 501c3, or how did you structure it?
Okay. Mr. Mayor, my understanding is it's structured similar to all other routine trust funds in the city, where it's not, it is held aside from the budget cycle. It incurs some interest. But otherwise, it has no special classifications other than it isn't affected by the annual cycle other than reporting.
Great. Well, let me just say I'm an enthusiastic supporter of it. I think it's great because there's a lot of people out there who want to be supportive and helpful, and I'm grateful that you're creating an entity where people can do that.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so in the Tree Planting and Preservation Fund, you can see here that the ending balance as of June 30th was just a little over $1.5 million. And you can also see at the top of the table here that the beginning of the fiscal year, the balance was just under $1 million. And recall, as Commissioner Fritz said, that we've just been collecting into this fund since 2015, so it's been collecting for a couple years. So I think what we learn here is there's not a rapid accumulation of a large amount of money, but of course it is significantly more than the Urban Forestry Fund.
I would say that's a fairly large amount of money.
Well, compared to what you can do in terms of tree planting, this isn't a huge amount of money. However, this is the one dedicated funding source that urban forestry has for tree planting. So we're very happy to have it, and hopefully, as the mayor indicated, maybe at some point we'll get some voluntary contributions and be able to do even bigger and better things with this. So another thing to mention about this trust fund is that according to Title 11, we have to track the income into this trust fund by watershed, and there are four watersheds or grouped watersheds identified in code: the Columbia Slough, Johnson Creek Watershed, Tryon and Fano Creek, and the Willamette Watershed. And according to the code, money brought in each of those watersheds must be expended in the same watersheds. And what we have done, it's tracking dollar for dollar and expending dollar for dollar, is not really feasible. So as I reported last year to council, what we've come up with is a three-year approach to this, where we take every 3 years what are the amounts coming into each of those watersheds, and then we expend based on the amounts that have come into those watersheds. And we adjust that on an approximately three-year cycle.
Why have we spent so much less than we've brought in?
Good question, Commissioner Fritz. We've been holding back, being very conservative with expenditures from this fund because we wanted to have a plan, a robust plan that is informed by a lot of stakeholder and community input, specifically communities that are communities of color, immigrant, refugee communities, and those that are underserved by tree services in the city. And so some of the expenditure here has gone to a project that we have partnered with Portland State University on. We call it the Citywide Tree Planting Strategy, and we're in the final stages of wrapping that up, and the product will be a plan by which we can most effectively and impactfully use these trust funds going forward. So we're really excited about that project, and we'll be happy to see what the results are and bring them back to you.
And I'll just highlight for everybody that we do need to return to the discussion of, do we want to keep doing the allocation per watershed, because the money coming in is not necessarily in the places where trees are most needed. So that is but one of many questions to be answered in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Okay. I'm sorry, I appear to be missing a slide, so I'll tell you about this on the next slide. Correction, we're fine. Okay, so specifically, the funds that were expended from the Tree Planting and Preservation Fund, include these areas. First, in the past fiscal year, we planted over 2,000 trees, primarily on parks properties, both in developed parks and in natural areas and hybrid parks. And also, we planted trees on school properties across the city. We work with 5 different districts at this point on a program that we call Learning Landscapes. And Learning Landscapes is specifically aimed for increasing canopy with our partner schools, so planting more trees there, and engaging kids at the school in planting the trees, learning about trees and the services they provide to the public. And so that's a low number, 61 trees. However, when we did that, we had 556 students participating and 128 volunteers. So there's actually a lot more impact than the 61 trees themselves indicate. The funds have also been used for watering and establishment care. So when new trees are planted, in order for them to survive our dry and increasingly hot summers, we have to at least water them for 2 or 3 years and do some other basic care. And also, as I mentioned and Commissioner Fritz asked about, we've also used some of those funds for developing the tree planting strategy with PSU. And the pictures here you're seeing on the top left, that's at Vernon, Powell Butte Restoration Planting, and the one to the on the upper right is one of the tree planting strategy focus groups. We had 5 different focus groups with communities of color. We also had a community advisory committee that worked with us on developing the plan. And the one on the lower right is Woodlawn Elementary School kids planting trees and learning about them. This is Ladd's Addition, a long time ago, looking very different. And today, from a different direction, it looks more like that. This is a great illustration of how the city's changed, but also how trees have become an integral part of the city, essential infrastructure, and it also helps us understand the services that they provide to residents, and they're a major part of our identity now. We have this exciting new opportunity with our trust funds to be able to really expand where the canopy exists across the city, especially in places where there are underserved communities, as Commissioner Fritz mentioned. And that is a concern we have with the watershed requirement in the tree planting and preservation fund expenditures. And that concludes my report. If anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Colleagues? Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Fish moves. Commissioner Fritz seconds. Please call the roll.
Thank you for the report. Aye.
You daily.
She's moving along.
Fritz.
Thank you to Jenkara, the city forester, and your team. There's a lot of work being done. We're just getting into the winter season where there's going to be a lot of emergency tree care. So the healthy trust fund balances, and then there's the challenge of making sure that they are expended appropriately. So thank you for making this very clear. It seems like hardly a day goes past that somebody in the community doesn't email all 5 members of the council to express a concern about the way the tree code is working out or not working out, in their opinion. So there are multiple issues within it. I appreciate the council having agreed to establish support the street tree task force work and the right-of-way project with the Portland Bureau of Transportation. After that is done, I know we'll continue to get calls for doing updates, great and small, and so I hope that there will be continued willingness to do that. Aye.
Fish.
Yeah, nice job. Good report. And since you highlighted a policy question about investing in watersheds, since I think that falls within my jurisdiction, I look forward at some point to having that conversation.
Great, thank you. Wheeler.
It's a great report. Thank you. I vote aye. The report's accepted.
Thank you, Council.
Next item, please, Sue.